know, it was a great win today. You know, the guys showed a great effort. And, you know, we just continue to battle through adversity. Show that we have a group of resilient guys here. And, like I said, we continue to battle through adversity. Some of it self-inflicted. Coach Jim was hard on us. He preaches about playing four quarters or more, and today it came down to overtime. We would love to finish the games in the four quarters of regulation, but our guys knew what the situation was and did a great job of stepping up today.
What did you see with that check and the rotor
right? I just saw that the New York Jets were going to bring an all-out blitz. So we had a check built in the play and just saw, you know, the look and just got us into the right play.
Mike Zimmer just said that this is your
franchise. This is everyone's franchise. You know, this is the Vikings franchise, and I'm a quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. And this is as much as, you know, Vlad Dukas' franchise, Jabari Price. You talk about Jerick McKinnon. You know, all of us play a role, and you know, that's what makes the team great. And we all play a role here in Minnesota, so we're just going to look at it that way.
Although he sounds like he doesn't want you to look at it that way, he wants you to get to a stage where this is my team. He thinks that's the next step for you.
I would love to get to that stage, and like I said, I don't want to just be the guy for a couple games or a year. You know, I want to continue to be the guy, you know, and have a long career. So I just have to continue to get better. But like I said, this is the Minnesota Vikings franchise, and you know, I'm just a quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings right now.
You're so calm. What are you thinking once Jarius gets by Richardson on the sideline there, and you know he's going to take it?
Oh, man, I knew that it was going to be a touchdown. You know, Jarius, he's a fast guy. And surprisingly, Richardson for the New York Jets, he's a fast guy also to be that big. But I knew that once we got the play set up that, you know, it was up to Jarius to do the rest. And you know, the offensive line did a great job of getting out there and kicking out the defenders. Greg and Kyle were out there also and did a great job of kicking out the defenders and giving Jarius a lane to run through and eventually score.
You look like you throw a little more velocity in the last few weeks. Did you tweak your mechanics, or
are
you stepping
into your throws? I haven't done anything. You know, I've just been able to make quicker decisions, and it's allowed me to get the ball out much faster and play in rhythm. So, you know, each week we've been talking about trying to get better and improving, you know, as a team entirely. So, whether it's me trying to get better, you know, with my ball placement, my accuracy, the offensive line trying to get better at protection, the defense trying to get better, you know, it's an overall team effort, and we're all just trying to get better each week.
Eddie, what have you seen from Charles Johnson since, let's say, the Chicago
game?
Where have you seen improvement?
Charles, he's a great route runner, and, you know, he's a guy who's very patient. You know, he's a guy who's going to continue to work hard. You know, we've seen nothing but flashes from him ever since he's arrived here, back before we played Green Bay the first time. So, you know, he's a guy who's going to continue to work hard. And that entire wide receiver unit, talk about Jarius, you know, having two wide receivers over 100 yards today, you know, that was a huge step, you know, for our offense. But those guys as a group do a great job of pushing each other, motivating each other, and just competing.
Teddy, when Coach came out here, it didn't sound like a winning coach. He'd say, he pretty much said you guys did a lot of things wrong and you should have won by a lot more. Is that kind of the tone that he also presented in the locker room after the game?
Yes, and, you know, as a team, you know, we are aware that, you know, it wasn't a pretty game. You know, we had some turnovers, and we left a lot of plays on the field, but, you know, at the end of the day, we got the win. But like Coach said, it wasn't pretty, and we're going to come back tomorrow. We're going to watch the tape and try to make adjustments and improvements.
Coach talked about it a little bit. Do you feel physically stronger now?
Can you read that?
Do you feel physically stronger now than earlier this season?
You know, I feel pretty much the same. But at the same time, our strength conditioning staff has been doing a great job of taking care of our bodies. And, you know, our nutritional staff also play a role in, you know, our bodies withstanding and maintaining throughout the course of a season. So you know, we have great resources around the facility. And they're doing a great job of just helping guys, you know, just remain healthy throughout the course of the year.
Teddy, you threw one interception, but it was just a Hail Mary at the end of the half. Is it as much about not making mistakes as it is about making plays for you?
You know, I had to get rid of that mindset of, you know, not trying to make mistakes. You know, no game is going to be perfect. you know, I just continue to go out there. Coach Scott Turner, you know, he's a great coach, and he constantly tells me, you know, just have fun, let it rip. And hearing those words every time I come on the field, every time I come on the sideline, he's right there, you know, to give me a recap of, you know, what the defense was doing. So, you know, he just tells me to go out there, let it rip. You know, don't worry about overthinking things and trying to be perfect, because when you try to be perfect, that's when you make mistakes.
You think you have got rid of that mindset?
I think so. And like I said, I've just been able to make quicker decisions, and you know, that's allowed me to, you know, think less and just get rid of the football and play faster.
Is it a big in-game adjustment when you have to switch an offensive line?
It is, but at the same time, you know, those group of guys know, you know, what we're asking those guys to do. And you talk about, we only have two guys, you know, who are starters on that line right now with Sully and Matt Khalil. But with the guys who we asked to step up, those guys have been doing a great job. You talk about Vlad, Mike Harris, and Joe Berger. Those guys are doing a great job of just stepping in and filling in for, you know, the injuries that we have. So I'm proud of that group. I'm proud of this entire offense.
What do you think has contributed to better downfield accuracy?
Just giving our guys a chance. You know, before, like I said, I tried to be perfect with ball placement, and I wanted to make sure I could throw the perfect ball, you know, whether it's an outcut, a deep ball, or a quick hitch. But I just had to learn to lay it up there, give our guys a chance. It's either going to be a pass interference or, you know, a catch by a wide receiver. So I like those chances rather than trying to be perfect and overthrowing a guy or underthrowing a guy.
Can you walk us through the play to Johnson, speaking of accurate deep balls, and the route he was?
It was just a double move route on the outside. He did a great job of setting up the route. Like I said, Charles, he's a patient receiver, so he understands what we're asking him to do. So he did a great job of just setting up the route and giving me a chance. And basically, all I had to do was lay it out there and throw a catchable ball, and you know, he did the rest.
I feel like this offense is morphing more into a passing offense.
I think we're a multiple offense. You know, whatever works for us, that's what we're going to do. And today we did a great job of executing a no-huddle. You know, whether it's running the ball out in a no-huddle situation or passing the ball, I think we did a great job today. Matt did a great job. Joe Banier and Ben, you know, those guys did a great job. And talk about Jerome Felton. He doesn't get enough credit around here, but I know he just scored his first career touchdown today, but he doesn't get enough credit. He's the guy in there doing the dirty work, you know, opening holes and taking on linebackers. So, you know, his offense is pretty multiple, and we're just going to continue to do whatever's working for us. We just wanted to get some tempo. We knew that the New York Jets were struggling with teams that were up tempo, so we just wanted to come out and jump on them early. You know, like I said, this entire season has been about, you know, overcoming adversity. And it's just one more guy that we've lost this year. But, you know, it's going to give other guys, like I said, Matt Asiata, Ben Tate, Joe Banyard. It's going to give those guys a chance to continue to make a name for themselves in this offense and in this league. Thank you.